here's some Spanish reggae for you, some amazing roots stuff. That was Talawa Reggae Army out of Cartago, Costa Rica, just a little bit east of San Jose, the even bigger city. That is correct. And yeah, that song, El Amor de Ja, the love of Ja, Ja, the god, the ruler of Rastafarianism. That's just another name for God, really. Perhaps. Talawa Reggae Army, that came out in 2015. And yeah, reggae, big in Central America, big along, especially on the Caribbean side. It's party towns there, apparently, on the Caribbean. So that was fun. And before that, we heard a garage rock band from San Jose, Las Robertas. And yes, the song Together Outrageously from 2019, just a single of theirs. A long-running band, and apparently played at Coachella, Primavera, Levitation, maybe right here in Vancouver even at some point, South by Southwest. Yeah, they've been all around Europe and the U.S. and opened for even Pearl Jam. Wow. Okay, so Las Robertas, garage rock royalty from San Jose. And we started the set with a very cool new project called Pictura from San Jose. And the song we heard was Flying Mantequillas. Yeah, some indie hip-hop rock stuff. And yeah, next we're going to hear something very, very exciting. A musician who is now 102 years young, Walter Gabbett Ferguson, from the town of Cahuita, Costa Rica. For a small town on the Caribbean coast, already the second project from that town. So yes, this man has lived there his whole life. He didn't search for fame, but it came for him. And by fame, let's say he's not, you know, not world renowned, but he's had his music passed back and forth. And this is a very interesting story. He was for a long time making cassettes at home, just, you know, cassettes, recording himself playing guitar and singing. And a lot of them, he didn't keep any copies for himself. So a lot of his music just went out into the world, to various places, and he lost a lot of his music that way. A lot of the songs he wrote, at 102, who can remember what he made when he was in his 30s, right? So so now there's an effort, I'm not sure who's behind this, but it's on his, it's a label called Les Disques Bongo Joe out of Switzerland who's doing this. They're trying to get people to send in cassettes if you happen to have his music, so he can rediscover his stuff and this can be digitized and be a part of, you know, for posterity, of this very unique little calypsonian piece of history in Costa Rica. So calypso music of from Trinidad originally, but spread all across the Afro Caribbean cultures. And yeah, so he's got a few albums now that have been compiled of these cassettes that have been coming back to the man after being sent out so long ago. So this is where it gets a little bit more interesting even. I think I have some of his cassettes, possibly. My grandfather, more step-grandfather, was from Jamaica, and he had a bunch of old cassettes, and somewhere, I'm going to try to dig them up, I think we still have them in a box somewhere, but one of them, like, is labeled Calypso, and on this website, which is walterferguson-tapehunt.mozello.com, anyways, at that website, you can see photos of what his tapes look like, and I thought it was my grandpa's handwriting, but I have one of these cassettes anyway, so I'm going to send it back when I can. You can find this artist, Walter Gabbett Ferguson, and yes, we're going to hear from his new album, Keep the Cabin Above Water, a benefit album actually to support this man through the pandemic. And yes, he's now 102, so yeah, still going strong. He had apparently a hard time during the lockdown as They live off a small cabin rental business and wildlife tours on the Caribbean shore, and business all dried up. So yeah, this is a benefit album for him. We're going to hear a song from that, dug up from, who knows, 1970s and somewhere between the 70s and 90s this comes from. This is 72 Weeds by Walter Gavitt Ferguson, a legendary calypsonian from Cahuita, Costa Rica, on Wandering Rhythms.
In this little island, there are many towns, many little villages, and villagers all around. But the funniest thing about them is the name they call things by. I would like you folks to sit aside and listen while I try. Monday I met an old lady who was selling, all I wanted something to eat. I thought she had oranges, pears, banana, but I took back when we meet. She had a basket full of different weed and was falling out all the time. Can't remember all that she had, but these was a few she had. She got the man, piaba, woman, piaba, tam tam, calibash, the man, grass, the mini root, the gully root, and the rock and puri, the madam, feta, and the dopey, but he had said the woman tongue was so gifted. She was hollering all the time. She even had a certain bush for bedding, that the baby called puss in boot. Sweet broom, sweet beach, and lemon grass, very good for making tea. When you hear of the famous quacko bush, it is good to fool the body. I tell you, said the lady tongue was so gifted, she was hollering all the time. She even said nightshade is good when you have the troubled mind. The cut up the pupa, the fill up the muma, the Jacob leather, alligator weed, poor man friend, the donkey, the caparilla, Irish potato consumption, a bushy merry gully fever grass, and the granny grass scratch, and the greatest revival weed. Jan Charles, the Venezia rice weed, of greedy belly fuller, and the good old weed. He got the cock bush, elder bush, black pepper bush, and the lime leaf, berry, so what's up? Cantage, arrowroot, bamboo root, Irish potato consumption, a bush, I said the lady tongue was so gifted, she was hollering all the time. She got the potogi bamboo, bita guma, sorrow the bush and the devil's wit. Cantage, arrowroot, bamboo root, Irish potato consumption, a bush with the woman Congo tongue, finger bar, and the latest revival weed. Only little weed that she never did have was the wonderful Marconi weed. The only little weed that she never had was the wonderful Marconi weed. I say, the only little weed that the woman ever had was the wonderful Marconi weed.
buscando una forma de tenerte. Ayer te vi con otro y eso me destrozó. Pensé que lo nuestro era para siempre. Una vez más la vida me lastimó. Ya estoy acostumbrado y demente. La otra tarde cuando te fui a buscar, estás como siempre indiferente. Oh no. Pero yo sé que caerás. Esperando a que esté de vuelta a mi lado. Esta situación me está matando. Mi corazón pide un cirujano. Buscaré la forma de olvidarte, pero el barro me hace recordarte. No encuentro solución a este mal viaje. Lo mejor será matarte o no. Pero yo sé que caerás. ¿A dónde vas? Pues yo lo sé. Una vez más me siento así. Sin un lugar donde vivir.
On purpose, that glitchiness. That's what the kids are doing these days. They're making their music sound like old floppy VHS discs and stuff. So Yeah, we heard a real splash of all kinds of music there from Costa Rica. Oh, especially, well, through the whole hour, it's been all over the place. But yeah, it's what people do. They make different kinds of music. And this is Multitude from San Jose, song Vientos from 2020. And before that, we heard a black and roll band, some very, very, fast and sort of aggressive stuff. The song was Hentai. They're pretty much obsessed with Japanese imagery and with weird things from Japan. The album Sundere, the band Goat Rider. Yes. Before that, we heard some straight-up punk rock, reminding me of the 90s, like NoFX, MXPX, all the X's. The band was called Ulfrig, and yeah, new stuff came out last week, 2022. The song Sin un lugar donde vivir, without a place to live. And we started the set with the grandmaster of calypso music, Mr. Walter Gabbett Ferguson, from his new compilation album, digging up his old cassettes that he's given away and that some are coming back to him. Cabin Above Wata is the name of the new compilation of his. We heard the song 72 Weeds. So calypso, fantastic storytelling music. Not only important musically, but like, I'm sure there's a lot of stories, and it's like an oral tradition that's kept alive through calypso music. And I think it'd be amazing if, this stuff sounds very rough, like recorded on cassette and just him playing along guitar, and voice, if a band would come and make an album with him, wow, that'd be very cool. So Walter Gabbett Ferguson, 102 years old now. And we're going to finish with one last piece of music from Costa Rica. I'm sorry I didn't share many fun facts, but Costa Rica is a place of endless jungles. They've preserved, amazing thing they did is, instead of developing a lot of their land, they preserved it in national parks in the 70s mostly. And so, yeah, it's an amazing place to see wildlife and to have biological diversity. So we're going to finish with Marfil, who was a top band in the 80s. This is from 1985, amazingly funny video of the three guys, the singers, like waving their hips. It's good fun. They're called, yes, Marfil, M-A-R-F-I-L, song Minealo right here. Nice electronic goodness with a salsa bolero kind of vibe. Yes, this is Wandering Rhythms. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you want to hear more episodes, please visit wanderingrhythms.com. I've been Nick Legacy. And if you're listening live here on Monday on the radio, stick around for the Generic Alternative with Alexander Morris. Alexander Morris, fantastic, fantastic show. A lot of fun, a lot of news, a lot of music. And yes, this is Wandering Rhythms signing off. Good day. Much love to humans far and wide. Here is Marfil from Costa Rica. Buenos dias, mi amigos y amigas.
Si voy a Punta Arena,
no sé.
Si voy a Guanacaste,
no sé.
Si voy para Limón, al tiempo quizá vuelva pronto. Tal vez, si me voy para Heredia,
no sé.
Si me voy a La Juela,
no sé.
Si a Cartago llego yo, al tiempo quizá vuelva pronto. Que baila el porro, la mujer de Costa Rica. Qué rico que baila el porro, digo, la mujer en San Ramón. Menea su cuerpecito,
menéalo, menéalo.
Menea su cuerpecito,
menéalo, menéalo.
Menéalo,
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 menéalo.
Menéalo,
menéalo,
menéalo.
Menéalo,
menéalo,
menéalo.
Menéalo.
San Isidro,
no sé.
Si voy para San Carlos,
no sé.
Si voy para Turrialba, al tiempo quizá vuelva pronto. Tal vez si voy a Punta Arena,
no sé.
Si voy a Guanacaste,
no sé.
Si voy para Limón, al tiempo quizá vuelva pronto. Que baila el porro, la mujer de Costa Rica. Qué rico que baila el porro, digo, la mujer allá en Limón. Menea su cuerpecito,
menéalo, menéalo.
Menea su cuerpecito,
menéalo, menéalo.
Menéalo,
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 menéalo.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
This is Bird Note. Sailors once believed that Wilson's storm petrels foretold a dangerous tempest. The bird's dark wings and white banded tail were an omen of trouble on its way to the ship. Like many legends, there's probably a grain of truth. Wilson's storm petrels are tiny seabirds weighing just over an ounce. During a gale, hiding beside a large ship could provide a little shelter from the gusts. Wilson's storm petrels occur in every ocean, preferring cold, salty water rich in plankton. Their feet patter across the surface to stir up small prey items, such as krill and small fish. When traveling, they often glide on powerful ocean winds. Wilson's storm petrels breed on the cliffs of islands in the southern oceans, South America, and Antarctica, where they sometimes nest as far as 70 miles inland. Unlike most seabirds, they raise their young in burrows, perhaps giving them some security from predators like skuas and gulls. The storm petrel's reliance on cold, salty water for food could make them an early warning sign of sorts, though not in the way those sailors thought. Climate change is altering ocean temperature and salinity. Shifts in storm petrel feeding behavior on the surface may reflect changes in ocean conditions below. For Bird Note, I'm Mike.